This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. senators say an agreement on a bipartisan gun violence compromise is at hand. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, Senator John Cornyn of Texas announced,
"We've made some serious progress."
Cornyn is the chief Republican in talks on a bipartisan gun violence bill. The leading Democrat is Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut.
"I'm proud of the place that we're getting to."
The legislation would enhance background checks for the youngest firearms buyers and toughen penalties on gun traffickers. But while sentiment for some type of congressional action on guns has grown following recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, such legislation remains unpopular among Republicans. At the Texas GOP convention last weekend, Cornyn was booed by delegates. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Nuclear Russia's pillaging of non-nuclear Ukraine is rattling what's already a destabilizing moment in the nuclear non-proliferation efforts. Security experts say the result of Ukraine's fight against Russia will influence how other countries with nuclear rivals think about their defense. Another factor is how well the U.S. convinces non-nuclear allies that are safe under the existing U.S. umbrella of nuclear and conventional weapons. Some former leaders in Asia have cited the Ukraine conflict as evidence that it is time for nations there to think about getting nukes of their own. Current regional leaders have been quick to denounce that idea. Villagers in northern Bangladesh crowded makeshift refugee centers and scrambled to meet boats arriving with food and fresh water as massive floods, which have killed dozens of people and displaced hundreds of thousands there in a neighboring India, continued to wreak havoc Tuesday at one of the world's worst hit areas in the extreme northeast of the country near the border with India. Villagers waded, swam, and paddled makeshift rafts or small skiffs. This is VOA News. In its fourth hearing, the U.S. House January 6th committee has now focused on Donald Trump's pressure on election officials and workers to overturn the 2020 election, leading to violent threats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with those details.
The panel played a phone call in which Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to beat Joe Biden.
"I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break."
Appearing before the panel,
"We didn't have any votes to find."
Raffensperger followed Arizona GOP House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who described Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani pushing Trump's false voter fraud claims.
"He said, we've got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence."
And never produced any. After Bowers said he wouldn't do anything illegal to help Trump, he described chilling threats and harassment, as did Georgia election worker Shay Moss.
"Wishing death upon me."
Trump had called out Moss and her mom, a fellow poll worker, whom he called a professional vote scammer. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's outgoing coalition government will fast-track a bill this week to dissolve parliament, setting up the country for its fifth election in 3 years. That's according to a cabinet minister Tuesday. The Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced on Monday that he would disband his alliance of eight ideologically diverse parties a year after taking office and then send the country to the polls. A series of defections from his party had stripped the coalition of its majority in Israel's parliament. Bennett cited the coalition's failure earlier this month to extend a law that grants West Bank settlers special legal status as a main impetus for new elections. His key ally, Foreign Minister Yahya Lapid, will become the caretaker prime minister until a new government is formed in the aftermath of the elections, which are expected to be held sometime in October. And recapping our top story, U.S. senators say that there is an agreement on bipartisan gun violence compromise at hand, and also nuclear Russia's pillaging of non-nuclear Ukraine is now rattling what's already a destabilizing moment in nuclear non-proliferation efforts. And security experts say that the result of Ukraine's fight against Russia will influence how other countries with nuclear rivals think about how they defend their own. Another factor is how well the U.S. convinces non-nuclear allies that they are safe under the existing U.S. umbrella of nuclear and conventional weapons. There is more at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.